Hello, my lovers. This is the Cornish Radio News with Gertrude Tregowan.
I forgot my in cue. Hello, my lovers, and welcome to Bristol News. It's been a whole week and I can't believe how the time has flown. Now, a fire in a Bristol conservation area was started by a model plane crash last week. The blaze at Bristol Common started around 20 past 6 on Wednesday evening, spread across an area of firs covering about 1,500 square miles. I'm just thinking, instead of having those great big planes invading Syria, we ought to just invade with some model planes. We could cause so much damage, couldn't we? Moving on then, knitters, yes, I said knitters, across Bristol are making a giant scarf to wrap around the last surviving British... Keep your papers still, will you? I can hear it. British World War II submarine. It's to highlight the final stage of the £7 million restoration of HMS Alliance, which is corroded after decades of exposure to seawater and dampness. The 60-metre scarf for the conning tower is being made by more than 200 knitters from Gosport. You just imagine a great big woolly condom. That's what it's going to look like. Great big multicoloured ribbed woolly condom.
For Billy the Goat.
And finally, large-scale crab processing has returned to a Bristol seaside town famous for its crustaceans a year after its last major factory shut down. Bristol Seafoods has expanded its company and its new site on Holt Road will be formally open today. 22 workers are currently working at the plant with the numbers expected to double next month. You can just imagine them all this morning, 22 of them opening the front door and saying, "Cheerio, love, I'm off to pick me crabs."
I knew you were going to say that.
Lovely. You ever done crab picking, have you?
Crab fishing?
Yeah, crab picking, crab fishing. Nothing like it, I wouldn't
like
have thought.
Crab.
Yes, but have you ever picked your crabs?
Never.
See, I'd love to do that.
Would you?
Anyway, that was Bristol News.